And there's the song Fire Season from the album I Swam Here. Our pal John Craigie is back with a new cool record, and we're real excited about that. And I've got John Craigie on the line with me. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So let's talk about this. This album I Swam Here. It seems kind of personal. What was the moment or idea that kind of got you going?
That's a good question. I mean, I think each album is just sort of a snapshot of that window of time since the last album, you know? And so as soon as I finished Pagan Church, which was my album before this, which was a bit more upbeat rock, and I think I was probably feeling something more mellow and something more introspective, and the songs started coming right away.
Yeah. Now that song Fire Season that we just heard, where does a song like that come from? Do these songs come from experiences?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's always hard to know. You're in the moment and you're just in an emotion, and then the album comes out and people ask you these questions, and then you're like, oh man, I should have some answers, you know? But I think when I listen back, or when I was listening back to the collection as a whole, I've been going out to Europe since 2017, but was going, you know, more consistently in the last like 2-3 years. And I can hear a lot of influence there, whether it's people I met out there, romances out there, or just, you know, just an influence of a more international space.
Well, that's cool. That's very cool. So let's talk a little bit about you on stage. When you're on stage, you have a bit of a reputation for storytelling, not just in your songs, but also sort of how you interconnect all the songs. How do you interconnect the songs on an album? How do you make that happen?
Yeah, you don't have the same control that you do at a show. At a show, you've got the people right there and they have to listen in order because of the way that time works linearly. You know, people can't skip around at a show. I suppose they could leave. So that's nice at a show. And you have a little more control over the way you do it, right? If the crowd's a little rowdier, you can be a little more upbeat. If the crowd's really mellow, you can be really quiet. And I think that's really special. An album's tougher. You don't really know where they're going to be listening. You don't know if they're going to listen to every song or one song or out of order, you know, through good speakers, through bad speakers. It's a really trippy thing. So you just have to do it the best you can.
And sort of not worry too much about how they're going to bring it into their lives.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I just think about all the people that I admire, all the musicians that I listen to. And, you know, I'm a nerd, so I'm like, I almost always listen to an album from start to finish, if I can, if that's what I have the time for. But sometimes I don't. But I think about, like, this is the last song on the album. Okay, there's a reason for that. You know, there's a reason that Beatles put Day in the Life at the end of Sgt. Pepper's. That's, you know, I try to get myself into that mindset. And there's a reason why they put Come Together at the start of Abbey Road. So even if I'm listening to Come Together on its own, it has a different feel for me than Day in the Life, or, you know, but it maybe have a similar feel to Back in the USSR, because I'm like, this is meant to be sort of like a open the doors kind of thing, curtain raise kind of thing. I try to make these songs symbolic of that. You know, I want the opener to embody that, and the closer to embody the other thing. And I'd like for people to sort of know that, you know, when you hear You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Stones, part of you knows that's a closer. You know what I mean? Just like, because of it's epic, it's long, you know, even if you didn't know that the album, you would kind of be like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Right. You can feel it. You can feel that sense of place in the record.
I think so. You know, again, this is me being like hyper nerdy, but I do think that there's something to that.
Well, you know, in a way, we're all music nerds, right? We're on the line with John Craigie. We're talking about his new album called I Swam Here. Nylon string guitar this time, huh?
Yeah, I guess I also meant to mention that after Pagan Church, I remember I was hanging with my good friend Anna Moss, who's in the band called Handmade Moments, and also a phenomenal project that just called Anna Moss. And she's a good friend of mine. And we were somewhere on tour, maybe. She had her nylon string, and I was playing on that. And that's where something like things like Fire Season and Dry Land and these songs that were kind of earlier in the writing process come from.
Very cool. I like the sound, too. It's really cool.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's really nice. In fact, I was borrowing, just to be extra symbolic, I recorded in New Orleans where my friend Anna lives, and that's her guitar that I'm playing on that record. So,
yeah, I did want to talk about New Orleans, because you recorded there. Now, you had a pretty collaborative effort down there, too, right? A lot of different musicians helped out.
Definitely, yeah. I was really lucky to have such a, I mean, there's such a bountiful amount of great musicians there in New Orleans. And it's funny because at one point I think we were, you know, it's a funny town to make such a mellow record. I'm aware of that. At one point, I think Sam, my buddy who sort of helped me kind of like arrange everybody together, you know, I think he said something like, "Oh, you know, if you need any trumpet, I know a great trumpet guy." I was like, "Yeah, it's not really a trumpet album." And he kept saying stuff like that, you know, "If you need a good trombone, you know, there's like New Orleans has a lot of great artists that were just not really in the flow of what I was doing, but they had many that were in the flow." And so we were really lucky. And like that's a town that just has so much talent that it's really exciting to be there.
Yeah, very cool. Again, we're talking with John Craigie, the new record "I Swam Here." I did read though that you weren't necessarily I don't know if you I don't want to say pleased with, but you definitely had like what, three songs that you ended up recording again?
Yeah, it's funny because I even thought about this as I was doing this, you know, a bit of a perfectionist as I get you know, older in my album. You know, I think when I was younger with my albums, I was like, you know, one take, you're like, "Oh, that's great. Sounds good," you know. And then you spend the next rest of your lifetime being like, "Oh my God, why didn't I do another take?" And so as I get older and I have more time and it's not, I'm not as like pushed, yeah, sometimes you do these sessions. That was a marathon session we did in New Orleans. It was 5 days, boom. And then, you know, a week later, 2 weeks later, you think, "Oh, I think it wasn't any fault of the musicians. It was more just my production choices or my a lot of those were more about the pacing, you know, the time signature and stuff like that." And so, yeah, I went back and I here in Oregon and I recorded three songs. And it's funny because I was like, "Man, when you they interview you, they're gonna be like, 'Hey, what's up with those three songs?" I almost lied about because there is a charm to be like, "Man, yeah, I went to New Orleans, made a whole record." And but, you know, I think back, you know, what a big inspiration for me was Dylan's Blood on the Tracks, which is a great, you know, an album I love. And, you know, that's an album famously recorded in two different sessions in two different. And that one's a little more obvious. There's a more acoustic-y, mellow vibe. And then some of the songs have drums and a little more band to them. And, you know, famously, it's like Minneapolis and New York. So that gave me some inspiration to say, "Okay, cool. You know, like this is important." And we got everything the way I wanted it. And I was playing with some really great organ musicians too that I love.
Now, is it obvious which three they are? Because I've got to say, it didn't seem obvious to me.
I don't think so, and that's why I think it's. I still consider this to be a New Orleans record in the sense that, you know, the essence of everything, the seeds of everything were really sown there, and it was really just a matter of okay, let's tweak this a little bit. So no, I and we did our best to make it so you wouldn't think that. I did want this to feel like a concise piece, and I think it does. Yeah, again, but just sort of how it had to go down.
Very cool. Very cool. We're talking with John Craigie. John's new record is "I Swam Here." Whenever I get a chance to talk to you, I think I probably bring this up every time. "Pictures on My Phone," still one of my favorite songs of all time. Like, you bring up "A Day in the Life" and "Come Together," and I bring up "Pictures on My Phone" because that song, I don't know what it is about that song, but it was so funny, and yet it was like really well written.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
How do you incorporate sort of fun into songs, even when the songs aren't necessarily supposed to be kind of funny? Like, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up because I was talking about that song last night. I was saying that with some musician friends here in Portland, and one of them I think was talking about a funny song they had written, and then it kind of haunted them. You got to be careful with the funny songs because people, you know, will really get excited about them because, you know, music, a show can be kind of awkward to go sit and watch a person sing and, you know, be vulnerable. It just from the human experience, it's a bit awkward. And so humor is, people like humor, it cuts the tension and that's great. But what happens is you might write a song that's kind of silly or just all funny. It, you know, takes away a lot of like intense emotion and people will inevitably at some point of the show be like, "Let's play that song." Like, we're getting a little emotional here. And so anyway, I that was that song's about 10 years old now. I write less songs like that, and you know, I keep the humor mostly to the stories now. But I like to have a little bit of sassiness still in some of the songs to that, but not a laugh out loud funny. I still think that song's not as silly as other things could be. And you know, even like someone who's very influential on me, Loudon Wainwright III, if you know him, he's someone I really, I even think Pictures of My Phone is very much like inspired by, it feels to me like in a, very much his style. And I remember he has that song Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, which is a great song, you know, and, but you know, like a novelty song. And he said, yeah, how much that kind of haunted him, you know, for a long time in his career. Cause that's like one of the earlier things he did. And it kind of got some like late night radio, you know, at that point viralness, you know? So yeah. And I think again, something that I, you know, I like to consider myself like someone who is funny or has a good sense of humor and thinks in terms of funny a lot, but I also, you got to be careful. I remember also as a kid watching SNL, Adam Sandler, I watched, it was an old Adam Sandler episode and he was doing Hanukkah song or something. And I remember thinking like, man, this guy is good. He has like a good voice and these are like really nice melodies. I wonder if this guy ever does write serious songs and if like society would let him do that. And I remember even back then, I remember just thinking like, you know, I wasn't a musician yet, but had dreams. And I remember just thinking, you know, you got to be careful. Don't ever be too funny that you can't be not funny.
So tell me about I Swam Here. What about this album? What were you allowing yourself to explore to make this record that maybe you hadn't explored yet?
I think just being as quiet as possible. I remember just kept saying that in the studio, like, I really want this record to be gentle. Again, not to keep naming references, but it's a big part of my process. But my friend Dean Johnson, I don't know if you know Dean, he's a newer guy on the scene, but he has a record that he put out that I remember as I was writing the I Swam Here songs, I remember thinking like, oh man, this is a really, he has a beautiful, tender voice and the songs are so gentle and sweet. And I think I remember thinking like, yeah, this is kind of how I want to go. And he had recorded it in New Orleans. He was the big influence. I called him and he introduced me to those guys that I worked with. But I think that was, you know, to use the nylon string to be really gentle, have a lot of space, a lot more space than I normally would. We kept slowing the things down, you know, each take I'd say, okay, let's go a little slower. That's another reason why I ended up going to Astoria and adding those other songs or re-recording those songs. Cause I was thinking, oh man, I really want to go a little slower here. You know, kept going a little slower.
Very neat. Very neat. John Craigie, the album I Swam Here. John, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with me.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now this song, Edna Strange, what's this?
Yeah, this is another, I feel like every album I get one cool nonfiction song. I'm not much of a nonfiction guy, but I feel like once a record, there's something on there where, you know, it's sort of like in the deep history of folk singers is sort of like the like ballad, whether it's the murder ballad or the, you know, sort of the adventure ballad, but a song that can kind of be outside of my, you know, world. But I think it's influenced by a lot of things, you know, that I've experienced, whether it be jealous ex-boyfriends or ex-husbands or, you know, sort of ambiguous first dates. And I think that was something that I was kind of pulling from. But I, you know, this is very like Nebraska influenced, I think, this song.
Very cool. John Craigie, thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.